Module 5, Choosing Activities. For many people, it is by doing that understanding comes. People come to training expecting to learn, and one of the best ways that you can help them to do that is to develop activities that support the learning objectives and allow for some kind of engaging action and development. Types of Activities. Trainees expect that training will be stimulating, interesting, and, yes, fun. That does not mean that you have to be a comedian, unless you are, of course, and are hosting a stand-up comics training workshop. But it does obligate you to incorporate some activities into your training that helps to engage your learners. Planned activities will bring the following elements to your training. Keeps the day moving at a stimulating pace. Fun helps to bring people together and break down barriers. Laughter leads to an endorphin release, which is healthy. Improves retention of materials by providing hands-on application and practice. In order to fully involve your trainees, make sure that you preface activities with a discussion about safety. Let them know that what takes place in training stays in training so that they are encouraged to take risks, challenge previously held assumptions, and make mistakes and learn from them. Choosing the right activity is very important. One sign of a good trainer is someone who knows how to choose and even modify an activity to fit certain situations. A good resource library of activities is important so that you don't find yourself reusing the same activities and tiring of them, or exposing them to people over and over, especially if you are an in-house trainer developing workshops for the same people. The following list is a handy reference of the types of activities that can be the right fit for your training. Although some of the headings may overlap, the definitions are here to give you a better understanding of the range of activities that can be used. Game. A game is an exercise that normally has a set of rules and an element of competition. Games often include some kind of reward. Icebreakers. Icebreakers are used as an exercise to introduce group members to one another, break the ice, encourage some energy into the beginning of a workshop, and lead into the topic material. They are an important starting point to your training session. Energizer. An energizer is a brief pick-me-up activity designed to invigorate a group if energy in the room is waning or to bring them back together following a break. Energizers are often about 5 minutes long. Simulations. A simulation is useful to train equipment operators when the tools that they will use are either very expensive or dangerous. Simulations are designed to be as realistic as possible so that participants can learn from the situation without worrying about damage or financial cost. Flying aircraft, offshore emergency evacuation procedures, combat training, and driving all make use of simulation training. Role plays. Role playing is a helpful way to understand how participants react to certain situations. They are a very useful approach for practicing new skills in a non-threatening environment, where a participant learns to apply behavioral techniques and gets feedback without fear of making a mistake in front of their own customers or clients. Role plays are helpful in learning conflict management, counseling, sales, negotiating, and many other skills. Case studies. Case studies are stories normally extracted from a participant's workplace or industry. They can also be written specifically to simulate a scenario. Case studies are often examined by individuals or groups and then analyzed to stimulate discussion or demonstrate aspects of training. Preparing for emergencies. When we think of emergencies, we often think about fire alarms going off or someone getting ill, and are prepared for those things by knowing where emergency exits are, who to call, or how to respond. This section is for training emergencies and how to prepare, avoid, and manage them. You've developed a brilliant course, all of your materials are ready, and the day is unfolding nicely, when all of a sudden, things begin to go horribly wrong. What are you to do next? First of all, don't panic. Remaining calm in the face of an error or near disaster is important because your participants will pick up on your emotions and get edgy just as fast as you do. If something is really wrong and you need help, make eye contact with a participant who has been particularly helpful and ask for their assistance. If you are faced with an emergency, for example, you as the trainer develop a horrible case of hives and must leave to take a dose of antihistamine and call a doctor, then having some activities on standby will help. A more likely scenario is running out of material if you have a group that is grasping their training very quickly. Preparing a standby pile of activities that reinforces the training objectives is ideal for the situation. When you develop training based on a model like the one below, most activities are designed to reinforce what your participants must learn first, followed by extensions for what they could learn, or that would be nice to know. Preparing for emergencies continued. These extension activities are also very useful when you have a training group that learns at very different speeds, so that you can offer the fast finisher some kind of reinforcement or enhancement to take that learning to a higher level or simply offer more exposure to the content. Emergency activities do not have to be complicated. When you prepare your training, bring along some of the information. Textbooks, policy, procedures, pertinent articles, photos, etc. that you use to develop your course and allow participants to flip through the material. Ask them to provide you with feedback on what they read, create discussion questions, write a case study, or to incorporate the enhancements into their action plans for the end of the day. What to do when activities go wrong. Even if we create excellent courses and training plans, as trainers, we also recognize that a game or activity that worked with one group may not work with another. In order to be comfortable that you have selected the best activities, consider the following. Avoid activities that would annoy you if you were a participant. Adjust the length and type of activity to suit the length of the training session. A one-day workshop may or may not benefit from a 45-minute icebreaker at the beginning. A 5- or 10-minute icebreaker is probably just fine. However, if your group is taking part in a 3- to 5-day workshop and the outcomes improve when participants get to know one another really well, then an extensive game of up to an hour is appropriate. Know your audience. Senior staff does not usually want to look silly or foolish in front of their subordinates. Junior staff may not be comfortable looking silly in front of their boss. If participants arrive in business clothes, they may not be comfortable with really active games. If your session will be highly active or calls for casual clothes, make sure that participants know that ahead of time. Participants who work together and may know each other very well will find some exercises redundant. Be selective about the activities that you choose. Learning that dealing with personal development subjects such as communication or team building will benefit from games more so than training that is related to computer software, for example. The software group, however, might really need one or even several short energizers throughout the day to maintain motivation levels as well as retention. If an activity flops. If an activity does not go over well with your group, don't push it through to the end just because it's a part of your lesson plan. Sometimes the dynamics of a group do not support an activity. Here are some things you can do if an activity flops. Stop the activity and refocus the group. You can let them know that something went wrong and that you are going to try again, or you can abandon it altogether and move on. Watch the energy levels. It is not unusual to expect that if an activity fizzles, the energy in the group will decrease sharply. People may feel that they have done something wrong. An energizer will get everyone reinvested in what is going on and restore those energy levels. Organize an on-the-spot debriefing session and have the trainees identify what went wrong and how to remedy the problem or move beyond it. Do not focus on why things went wrong, since that can lead to blaming or negativity that shouldn't be introduced to the session. Focus the conversation on what and how. If the activity was applicable to the learning objectives and would work with some modifications, then make some changes and use it again. If it really isn't applicable, then let it go and develop something that will enhance the training session the next time that it is offered. Case study. Stacy's head spun as the training dragged on. The trainer failed to keep her trainees awake. A minute moved like molasses. Stacy felt herself age with each passing moment and her brain begged for mercy. The trainer hadn't done her homework and didn't have anything in her bag of tricks to keep her trainees engaged. Stacy had to take a stand before she collapsed in a ball and fell into a long winter's nap. Stacy declared the training officially over and asked the trainer to step aside and let her man the controls. Stacy stepped forward and took the helm. Stacy had a wealth of resources at her fingertips and dished them out a mile a minute. Soon the whole training class erupted in applause. Stacy had saved them from their worst nightmare. The remaining hours whisked by, and everyone left with more knowledge than when they arrived.